is called, you call that a?
Bullet.
And if it was the charge and all, you'd call it a?
I guess cartridge, but I'd still call it a bullet.
You'd still call it a bullet no matter what. A plane.
A shell, maybe it'd be a shell.
Here I'm going out. A plank laid over a trestle like that kids will, you know, go up and down on. One kid was on one end and one gets on the other and it goes up and down, it's called a
seesaw.
And I don't know if you've ever seen one of these, a kind of a homemade merry-go-round. You have a plank.
Flying Jenny.
Small vehicle to carry heavy things. It's got one wheel and two handles. It's called a
wheelbar.
And people would sharpen a kind of a portable sharpening stone was called a
wet rock. They used to have one that I saw when I was a kid. They'd turn, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Big old stone. I don't know. I can't remember what it's called.
Mm-hmm. And of course, in the past, people would have to go to town in a wagon, and now they drive a
car.
And if you took a car in to have it looked at, and to lubricate it, they have to do what to it?
Grease it.
And if you were doing it yourself, say, and you got grease all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all
greasy.
Yes. Yeah. See how easy they are? You just can't believe it. If you had a door hinge that was squeaky, what would you have to do to it?
Put some oil on it.
And do you remember when they had, before they had electric lights? Have you seen any?
Oh, yeah.
What would they burn in those?
Coal oil.
And of course nowadays, like in those, they burn, you have, you don't burn anything.
Electricity.
Yeah, and then the inside of the lamp is the thing that actually shines is
filament.
Well, that's pretty technical. I mean, just the thing that the filament.
Oh, bulb.
Right.
The glass that goes around.
Inside a tire, I can't remember say that word either. Inside a tire of a car is the inner
tube.
And if you've just built a boat and you're going to put it in the water, you say that you're going to
put it in the water, but you launch, I guess, is what you want.
Now. Oh, what you call what a woman might wear over her dress in the kitchen to keep her dress from getting dirty when she's
apron.
And you sign to not sign your name in ink, you use a
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you use a
pen.
Right.
Or tape.
You can see what that's for. Now, what do you call what you put on to go outside in the wintertime?
Coat.
And a suit consists of a coat, a vest, and
pants.
And if you stuff a lot of things in the pocket of your coat, it'll make them
bulge.
And if you had a shirt or something that wasn't samphorized and they washed it in hot water, it might
shrink.
And what do you call a small leather container to carry coins in? Little
coin purse.
And what about one of these? You call that a
that looks like a arthritis.
Yeah.